2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
At SLRC, they understand your dream to move. Moving up, moving on, moving your body, moving mountains. SLRC can help you find the focus to define your finish line. As a top 10 run shop in America, they use their 25 years of experience to provide custom shoe fit analysis and offer a premium assortment of footwear and workout essentials. Locally owned, locally operated. SLRC is movement inspired. Visit saltlakerunning.com to schedule your shoe fitting today.
Nightside Project. Finish the day happy, happy with Ethan Millard and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. Alex brought something to talk about.
Got a couple things.
Alex, everyone.
Alec.
Everyone, Alex has something to say. You guys,
Ethan has the Zen headline today, everybody.
I do. I've got the Zen headline. It's
that was my announcement. Hey, no, I was going to say a couple things. Got a couple things. Things are weird.
Yeah.
Things are going on. Things are weird. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I get grumpy about our human situation.
Yeah.
Not necessarily my own personal life situation, because I think that's pretty good.
But the larger struggle.
You know, you look at humans and you go, boy, I only like this small group of humans.
The white people, we know.
No, the ones I live with.
Oh, all right.
No, I can't stand the white people in my neighborhood.
You're pro-family, you're anti-everyone else.
Yes.
Okay.
Pro-my family. It's not your family. I kind of hate your family.
Well, we deserve it.
You and your camping family values.
We are, after all, those people.
So generally, my disdain for the human condition makes me grumpy about just things, and I look at things through that prism sometimes of
right.
Just kind of ready to get mad about people.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
And so, for example,
there's no end to my indignance, I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Getting on the freeway. I know you know this one too. Imagine wherever you live, this same situation, but Ethan, you're going to know this place. When you're getting on to I-15 southbound from the 6 North ramp.
Okay.
People are coming from 6 North in the other direction.
They're coming eastbound.
What do they have?
They've got a yield sign.
Yes, they do. That is not a merge sign.
No. It's a yield.
It's a yield.
Yeah. It's pretty clear.
And Jerkface gives me the gets 9 inches from my car, honks his horn, and flips me off while I'm the one who is supposed to be yielded to.
Yeah.
And he's in a company car.
It's a BMW, isn't it?
No. It's like one of those little mini Ford Transits, you know. And I'm not going to say the company, but let's just say it's a plumbing service I'd never heard of.
Okay,
yeah, Craig's Plumbing, you know, something like
right, right, right.
I actually can't remember the name of the company now, but he's flipping me off, and he's 9 inches from my car, and I couldn't. You know, you just can't express. Back there, there's a yield sign.
Yeah, you can't tell him. No.
Like, I wanted to hold it. Like, if there was a flip chart, and I would have been like, that was a yield sign.
You can hold a little lesson there.
Yeah, and so I couldn't say or do anything except for try to mouth like a full paragraph. Back there was a yield sign, and you missed it. You know, he didn't know what I was saying. All he's doing is flipping me off, thinking that I'm trying to cut him off as he's merging onto the highway. But he ignored the yield sign. So then he does this thing where. Now, here's my move. My car's faster than his transit van,
right?
Thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
I get in front of him. He does the thing where he starts like really following me. I don't brake check people. I don't do that kind of thing.
No, because all they're going to do is hit your car, and then what? And then you've got to deal with them.
All I kept thinking was follow me to the Maverick where I'm going to get my drink, and we will also be on camera while your company goes under, you know, or whatever. I don't know.
No, well, your company's insurance policy.
But also, I'm going to get out, and I'm 6'3", 275, and that's also going to be an issue for you if you're not prepared for...
No, he needs to bring that pipe wrench with him is what he needs to do if he wants to make any mileage.
So anyway, I was grumpy about that. And then, like, I'm looking around all day just mad about people who are driving. Nice job, lady. Nice job, dude. You know, and I realized, okay, I gotta figure out a better way to be positive. Because Roseanne tweeted yesterday.
She blew the whole thing.
Everybody, it was the tweet. Donald Trump's tweets were ignored yesterday.
Yeah, okay? That's true.
Only tweet that anybody knew about was Roseanne's. She gets fired. And I didn't even actually read the initial tweet, but I know I had something to do with President Obama. I know I had something to do with comparisons, talking about Muslims and talking about, quote, Planet of the Apes. That's all I heard. And yeah. I went, I'm out of here. And I ascended I ascended to my UFO where I then flew back away to space.
Yeah.
Because this place is freaking crazy. And then she tweets out, or then she says today, Ethan, did you see this?
No, I didn't.
It's because she was on Ambien.
Oh, I heard about that. Yes, I heard about
Ambien.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ambien responds via tweet. Racism is not one of the side effects of our drug. And because they're going, no.
Don't lay this on our feet.
Mm-mm. All this is happening in my head.
If I were Ambien, I'd sue her for
defamation. So I'm driving down the road, and it's a 13-minute drive from my house to here. And the entire time, I'm just shaking my head about everything. This guy driving over here, this thing over here, Ambien tweeting back at Roseanne. You know, just like things are going on in my head where I'm going, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of generally, and I see a truck come around a corner, big truck on South Temple, and he clips a car that's parked. Clips not even the car, clips the mirror. Hits it hard though. Like, mirror gets frowny.
Yeah.
And he stopped, and I'm at the light long enough for him to get out, and he's already writing the note, and he put the note on the windshield, and he put it on there, and he drove off. And I thought, that little act of humanity spared my feelings.
What kind of truck was it?
His truck was like an F-350. It was massive.
Yeah.
And the kind that he had to climb in afterward. But... And we generally have a thing about guys who are in big trucks.
Well, you know, Utah self-identifies as kind of this rural tradition, even though that's not the case. Most of us didn't come from Western farmers and certainly not ranchers.
And no ranchers are driving those trucks anyway.
We have this weird tradition of subsistence farming, you know, for like the first generation or two. And then, but nevertheless... We love these big trucks. And look, big trucks are cool. But we have a consistent – I think that people who don't live in Salt Lake don't realize how much Salt Lake City has changed. And they'll come down with
– We make fun of people with BMWs, but the truck is literally –
It's a problem.
Some of these trucks are double the prices of what these BMWs are.
Well, and it's a significant problem in the city because I've been down I had to sit down for 20-plus minutes in the parking garage at the Joseph Smith building waiting for someone to try and exit. And they had a double cab, Super Duty, extended bed, you know. I mean, this truck is enormous. Even people who are, even though we're so used to seeing big trucks, this one really stood out. And it wasn't lifted. It was just huge.
So in my brain, I got
to. And we sat there waiting for this person to get out. And it's like, this
truck should not be here.
You didn't have a car?
Well, I was wondering where this truck was because there's no construction site really there. And I thought even then. You wouldn't want to park that anywhere downtown Salt Lake City. It's a big truck.
No, well,
big,
that's
tall
it. People don't understand how much Salt Lake has changed.
I'm
it's not
him,
a good place for a big vehicle.
I'm seeing him put that note on there. And you know what my cynical brain said?
What?
That note says, your mirror's too big. Blankety blank you. And then, you know.
The note says, I'm just writing this because a bunch of people saw me do this.
So I did something.
Did you go look?
I pulled around the block. And I pulled up next to that car and parked. And I looked at that note.
What did the note say?
Full on had this guy's information from what it looked like, his information.
So it was a legit note.
He said, the note was like, I did not realize my mirror and your mirror were going to collide and my mirror hit your mirror. And so here's my information. I wish I could stick around. I just have to get to work. This is everything you need to get a hold of me. And this is my insurance policy number and my insurance company. And I was like,
well, good for him.
Faith in humanity.
Shame on you for not trusting that guy. Did you feel bad? Did you feel bad after you read it?
No, because you know what I did? I had to know.
Yeah.
You know what it felt like? Reading a journal entry. Like somebody reading like a diary. Like, you know, tried to sneak my sister's diary or something. And, like, and then the diary reads like, Alex's great little brother. And then you close it and go, ooh, I feel bad. You know? Because you're looking for the bad stuff. I went in there looking at that note waiting for him to go, screw you, man. Your car's tiny. My truck's huge. And that's what he put. Huge. And then he drew a picture of him rolling coal across Salt Lake City. No, it was a real note. And it was a real, looked like real contact. Anyway, we're calling him later today to see if I'm going to follow up to see him. What I wanted to do is take a picture of it, call the number, and go, did you get, you meet me downtown Salt Lake City? No, but I didn't do it. So out of all that, I just, faith in humanity. And I felt weird going back, but it cost me 10 extra minutes to get in the office today. Worth it.
Worth it, because you walked in feeling good. I noticed you had a little spring in your step, because you immediately started pestering me.
No, that's
like,
the drugs.
Hey, let's go record. I got some things to talk about. I'm like, what's your deal?
I did not have any pep in my step.
Yeah, you did. You actually sang, because you remember Brian Fox.
Brian Fox,
the morning guy from FM 100 was
off. Because there's music in the hallway. There's music playing in the speakers
in
the hallway.
Yeah, but you're not always singing it.
Look, now I'm back to hating people again. Alex, so
this morning, Alex comes. No, I'm just glad to put you in a good mood.
And I'm making fun of it. I'm going, because I don't know any of the words of Justin Bieber songs.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to stone that. You don't want to roll that. I don't know what the song is.
I think that's it. I think you actually nailed it. I'm just saying that what you're saying here explains what happened this morning when you came dancing down the hall singing Justin Timberlake and then pestering me to get recording when I was working on something else.
Way more unrespectable. Hey, I got a new product.
Let's hear it.
Rosambian. You take it when you want to have a racist rant, but still want to be able to have like an excuse. Like, I was taking my Rosambian.
Mm-hmm. When you need to let your inside racist out, right, just for 5 minutes.
But you can't. But you also need a career. You also have to have a career.
When you're tired of a super successful career in TV and you want to sabotage it,
doesn't put you to
Rose
sleep.
Ambien.
Actually, won't put you to sleep, but it will be a full 8 hours of you blacking out and you tweeting racist stuff for 8 hours. So side effects include. Diarrhea of the mouth.
All this talk about Ambien, though, and I've heard weird stuff.
Yeah, I don't want. I have a brother-in-law who takes Ambien, and his wife filmed him when he was going to sleep one time.
What did he do?
No, you know, he's talking about just crazy stuff. He's like, we put the chicken in the backyard. The wife's like, we don't have a chicken. He's all, I did. Yeah, we do. We had some for dinner. And he's like, and it's a guy who. He's a normal person.
I kind of want to try it.
No, you can't. That's illegal. I kind of want to try it.
What do you mean it's illegal?
Well, that's like saying I kind of want to try cocaine.
Ambien is not cocaine.
Well,
Ambien is
I'm
a prescription drug.
Well,
I can fake some symptoms, get myself a prescription.
How do you fake those symptoms? Just about coming to a doctor's office with your eyes wide open. Haven't slept for 19 days.
And I'm feeling really tolerant of everybody.
And I want to tweet some racist stuff. You guys got some of that Rose Ambien? All right.
I've got a Zen headline.
You got that Zen headline coming up.
I do. I've got
I feel like I brought it already.
Hey, you.
The guy.
You brought a great topic for us.
The guy's mirror hit somebody else's mirror, uh-huh, and he actually left his information. It was on a highly, now again, cynical side of me goes, yeah, but there were a lot of people there.
Hey, you know what? He did it. He did it.
Okay.
It was what, he did the, it was the right thing.
I did what I had to do.
He did it.
And that is turn around and read a private note from one citizen to another. That's public property, I think.
I'm going to go with that. Zen Headlines are an exclusive feature of the Nightside Project. If you see one, share it with us. Use the hashtag Zen Headlines. And we'll grab it on social media. This one, actually, Alex, was a team effort. I want to thank, and you may have seen this story, but there's an update to it. I want to thank Johnny Eck. I want to thank Heath Wads and Unky Ben. Everyone kind of getting in on the action on this one. Let me fade this music out and bring this music in. Mamoudou Gassama is being hailed a hero in France after he was videotaped scaling a building Spider-Man style and rescuing a small boy that was dangling from a balcony. Did you see this video, Alex?
No, I did not.
Are you not aware of this?
No, I'm not.
Boy goes over the side of a balcony. He's hanging on. There's a neighbor trying to reach around from the next balcony over and just has a tenuous grasp on just a few of his fingers. And this man,
I have not heard of this,
who is an immigrant from Mali, runs to the building and scales.
This is the one where the French president
scales the building up to the fourth floor, the outside of the building, climbs it, climbs exterior of the building, and grab up into the balcony, grabs the child, saving his life. Of course, this video goes, as the kids say, viral. All around the world, everywhere, except Alex Curious.
Is this
house.
In France?
This is in France.
Okay, yeah. No, I saw the aftermath of this. I read the story afterward where, because he's a Mali citizen, right?
He's from Mali, and
The French president
Emmanuel Macron brought him to the Élysée Palace, and in recognition...
This is where I saw it.
...for him saving this life in such a dramatic fashion and inspiring everybody, granted him French citizenship.
He said, I'm gonna speed this up. I'm speeding up your French citizenship. And he said the Paris Fire Brigade is going to call him and offer him a job.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. That was the cool part for me where I was like...
Of course, the French fire insurance fire policy would never let him climb a building again. Not on the job,
use
at least.
Use our ladders, please. No, but I think when it comes down to being qualified for a job, though, you can get all the training and stuff. But the stuff that he's made of, which is just this...
That courage.
I'm going to get in there.
Well, I'll tell you, this guy came over by boat. One of the refugees that came over by boat from Northern Africa.
France is landlocked, Ethan. Nice try.
And the man told the French president, quote, I just didn't have time to think. I ran across the road to go and save him. I just climbed up and thank God, God helped me. The more I climbed, the more I had the courage to climb up higher. That's it.
It's awesome.
Firefighters arrived to find the child had already been rescued.
Oh, I thought you meant like he got there, he climbed the wall, he was already rescued.
The police showed up and shot the man.
Jeez, that's the American version, right?
I know.
Isn't that sad?
All right. Apparently, according to French media, the boy's parents were not at home at the time. The father has been questioned by police.
Well, yeah.
On suspicion of leaving his child unattended.
How old's the kid? 3? 4? Six?
It's just a small boy.
We got to take a break. We're in the long break here.
Yeah. Let me get the Zen headline.
There you go. Again. Hey, for Ethan Millett, I'm Alex Curie. Thanks for joining us. You can download the podcast. You can find it wherever podcasts are found. You already know that because you found it and you're listening to it right now. So tell a friend and teach a neighbor. The Nightside Project keeps you entertained on your drive.
Having trouble sleeping?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't sleep, and I'm meeting those really important clients tomorrow.
Are you also super racist?
Well, yeah, I hate anyone who doesn't look like me.
I also hate people who aren't my religion.
If you can't sleep, plus you're terribly racist, and a regular Ambien hasn't worked for you, try Roseambien. Roseambien allows you to tweet, text, and live stream super racist and unbelievably offensive things without remembering anything, giving you a seriously lame excuse for being a bigot who's also an insomniac.
I can't sleep.
Do you hate other races?
Actually, not at all. That's a weird question.
Then Roseambien isn't for you. Roseambien is for the active racist who has trouble getting those 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Ask your doctor if Roseambien is for you. Side effects of Rosambian include loss of appetite, loss of job, loss of your weird sitcom reboot, being a terrible person, and dry mouth. Rosambian. Sweet dreams, you hate-monger, you.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we're proud to help bring you this podcast. If you ever need a resource for information about your home's electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning system, you can find Any Hour Services on Facebook, YouTube, or online at anyhourservices.com.